Do we, to next agenda, to receive agenda items for the next meeting? Should we do that now?
If you pass it, then.
Just in terms of the future agenda items, we're conscious that we are last and I'm present personally here. Because of the frequency of the meetings, the gap in between, it's always possible for the government to be forced forward to build on matters too. So I wonder whether we should have that standing item on here, which is an update form, either the harbour master or designated person, if they have any matters to update you on, rather than assuming you get your own to report.
That's in common sense there, because clearly our specials were only just starting with how many frequent updates. Clearly, we will need progress reports on items 2, 3, and 6 of the current agenda, at least, and then other reports as officers deem fit, according to progress made. We've seen common sense standing item on the agenda. So, I'd also like to suggest for the next agenda, Chairman, that we put on the Newport Harbour Regeneration Master Plan, even if it is only to note who has been appointed to do it, and an outline timescale for delivery. That's just the plan, not the actual on-the-ground construction works. So those are 2 points. And of course, the one we've already mentioned, which is the profit and loss accounts, which I think are essential for us.
Sure, yes.
Thank you, Chair. Just depending on the timing of the next meeting, it might be prudent for him to invite David back, so he's undertaking his annual audit. If David's undertaking his annual audit by the time we have our next meeting, it would be prudent for David to bring the findings of that back to the next meeting, so we can inform members on the progress in terms of the Get Well plan or the colleagues we're showing. I think that would be correct. I think that would be more than practice to present that to the board.
Yes, I mean, by coincidence, we pushed your annual audit, because I'm contracted to do an annual audit that you can watch for live and minutes and things in the meeting in the interim. And clearly, this has been, we've sort of been pushing and willing at the contract to make it suit you best. I would suggest, I agree with you entirely, and I suggest that I do the audit. I can't remember, can you remember exactly when it is? I said sometime next month. I seem to remember. So I think that would be before your next meeting. I normally get the report out within about a week of it, me doing it. So hopefully that would form a nice document as give you a good sort of baseline from which to carry on working in your new guise.
That's the period.
Any further items?
Just want to inform from the early discussion whether you want to give us a steer on when you think we should meet next. Obviously, we need to work on our government's diaries. Are you looking at December or November?
From my point of view, I prefer December because I'm hoping by the time we get to December, my sort of budget work will be sorted, and that will help to inform some of the decisions we might need to make. And I think probably we need a bit of time to see some progress on the things that we've just agreed.
Okay. So if we were in early December, first couple of weeks of December, let's see if we can fit it in there. Everyone's holding, so thanks.
Yes, I agree with you. Actually, we're further on our working our own budget out. So we need to pick up on that. Okay. So that brings us to the end of our first board meeting. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.